Tonight's background music is brought to you by the lawnmower. I'm thinking it's a four, maybe a 32-inch Craftsman.
Yeah, that's what we're guessing. And sounds. I can do car. I can do car sounds.
Yeah.
Can't do. I don't know. You know.
Who doesn't enjoy a little bit of the lawnmower?
That does have, just cutting that does in the background. Kind of have
it kind of does have a soothing kind of white noise, kind of white noise
like
sound.
A throaty Craftsman sound. You know, that's not so.
We're gonna let this roll, and you know, I think about like, damn, I probably should cut my grass.
Well, I don't know. Well, we've got the leftovers from the hurricane coming in, so it's probably gonna be raining here. And I don't know,
let's talk about obviously, I made that promo about my friend who's out there in Portland with the American Red Cross, working the relief effort out there.
Yeah.
I talked to him on Wednesday on the phone, and I told him, I was like, you're kind of like my hero right now because, you know, you're out there doing, like, real shit for real people, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
So, I'm hoping this goes down. I don't know. I mean, he's in day three out there now, I guess, being in Portland, and he may be tired. I don't know. So I'm hoping, but maybe, you know, if he gets off. So if it doesn't happen tomorrow, it's going to happen.
I bet he's going to have a long day. But
he's going to have a long day.
He's down to do it. Then yeah. I'll listen to it for sure.
You know, and like I said, you know, if you're, you know, interested in helping out the American Red Cross, of course you can go to their website or, you know, and donate to them.
Yeah.
You know, because there's real guys like Christian out there, like, doing stuff, and they need it. You know, they're helping displaced people who have lost their homes and their livelihoods.
There's always an emergency somewhere. So whether it's hurricane, wildfires, whatever it is, you know, that's the whole thing about, like, cutting down all this tearing everything down bullshit. Is like, nature already comes through and tears stuff up, whether you like it or not sometimes. And I'm like, isn't that enough? isn't that good? Like, we already have stuff to clean up.
Yeah. You know, and if we get into the wildfires and we want to talk about, you know, a lot of the reasons why, you know, that we're having wildfires is because that, you know, the climate control people have, you know, let, you know, just, you know, tinder lay around in the woods where they used to, you know, allow,
you
know,
raking the forest.
Raking the forest. You know, you got to get the rake the forest. You got to get the dead trees out of there. You're just leaving matchsticks standing up. So when the first spark hits, boom, the whole thing goes up in the fucking, like a tinder box. And California is obviously dry, but no. I don't know. There's a species of bird that nobody knows about that only has, I don't know, 200,000 of them left.
Yeah.
And they live everywhere. But we're going to save these birds because two of them live there. And then, we cannot do anything within 500,000-mile radius of these trees. You know? So for land management not to be able to go in there and like manage those forests and take care of those fucking trees and get the law.
Yeah, that doesn't mean clear cutting.
It doesn't mean clear cutting, it means getting that shit out of there.
Yeah.
You know? So it doesn't burn down. But no, we're all about I saw a little, I don't know, it could have been true, I don't know, a little blip, like, you know, like, all the fires only are happening in America on the West Coast, and then Canada's fine, because they manage their forest.
It's cold most of the time.
Yeah, it's cold most of the time, and people go out there.
All I was thinking, anyway, talking about the 2,000 bird thing, there's one Chinese dude in the background, can I eat this?
The little political thing that I'm going to go on about the forest fires in America, and maybe we should all just do a better job of. Smokey the Bear said, "Only you can prevent forest fires." Think about it. That's a good thing.
That's correct.
But let's see. I'm going to give you the old Red Cross. Redcross.org. If you want to donate, that's where you go. Check it out. There's guys like Christian on the ground helping people out there in real. He just left fucking Texas and Louisiana helping the people down there with hurricane relief, and there he goes again. He's like, I've had like a day off, I just landed in Portland, I'm trying to get my bearings, I'm heading to the fires. So there you go. So real people, check in. Let's hope it happens. If it doesn't, it's gonna happen, trust me.
Well,
now American Red Cross, or you can call them, I don't know. 1-800 American Red Cross. I figured that would be correct. I don't know.
Even if he's busy, that'd be interesting to to find out. Because, I mean, I've never known somebody directly that worked for them. It's always just kind of a proxy.
It's always like, oh, I gave some blood. And
yeah, and I'm trying to think if in the Army, if I worked, if I did anything in the reserves with them.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he gets in there in the beginning, like when he went down for Hurricane Laura, he stayed where actually, you know, it was supposed to hit.
Yeah.
You know, and it actually kind of like went, you know, a little bit east and missed them.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it was so, in basic training on going on active duty. Yeah. Like, that was, I was in basic when that hurricane came through and tore up like Mobile, in Alabama and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
I remember that. There were several then. When I was in Haiti, I sat through a tropical storm in there. And
I've been through a tropical storm.
Holy shit. You know,
it's an insane amount of water.
It's an insane amount of water. I remember my buddy, he comes in from guard duty and I look at him, he's just soaked.
If you're driving in the car, you can't see 5 feet in front of the car.
Why did it do that? I don't know. Thumbs up.
What's it doing?
Something crazy.
Still playing?
It's still recording me, but it's like playing something. Then. It's like playing. Let me see. I don't know why it's doing what it's doing right now.
What do you got in the background? You got a little music? You got some tunes?
Yeah, I'm going to have to cut this off. Hey, so we'll be back. Stay tuned. Give us a second.
Have the some technical difficulties. Thank you very much. Music playing in the background. Just picture it.
We'll be right back.